Well, we're halfway through the voting period for the 2022 local government elections, but so far, apathy, yes, apathy, is having a landslide win. Voter turnout has been at a record low in many regions. It's just half of what it was at the same time in previous elections. Katie Todd has more.
9 years at the helm of Whangarei District Council is coming to an end for Cheryl Mai. But the end of her tenure has come with a bit of a shock. Just 8.6% of the eligible voters in her district have had a say on her replacement so far.
I'm absolutely gobsmacked. I'm so disappointed. I was hoping, really hoping, that this election we would get a massive turnout of people engaged in elections. And yeah, my hopes have been dashed.
Right around the country, the number of people with a purple election envelope sitting on their dining table, yet to be opened or sent back, is sitting at record highs. These people in Auckland's Aotea Square today are among the whopping 94.7% of Aucklanders with a voting form at home.
I just haven't yet. I intend to. Just going to sign the paper. And I'm not sure which is the better candidate.
I kind of, just making the excuse that I'm too busy.
Haven't filled it out yet. I've got it in the envelope though.
Election data shows 5.3% of Aucklanders have voted so far. In Christchurch, it's nearly 11%. And in Wellington, nearly 5%. All down on the same time last election. Taupō appears to be home to the least engaged voters of all. Just 3.96% of the district's eligible population have voted. On the other side of the coin, almost 20% of voters in Westland have had a say, but that too is still down on the same time period last election. So what's happening? AUT political scientist Julian Molyneux thinks people have just had other things on their mind.
We've had a distraction in the last week or two in terms of our news coverage, which has been focused very much around the death of Queen Elizabeth II. We've also had a long weekend, so people have been a bit out of routine. So possibly voters are a bit behind in terms of getting around to voting and also posting those votes in.
But then there's the length of the voting period. Great for giving people a chance to read up on the candidates, she says. Not so great for procrastinators.
And we've got a very complex ballot with lots of decision-making points, so we do need time to fill it out. But the downside of 2.5 weeks to vote is the possibility of just putting it off until later, until it's too late.
Then there's the method of voting. Cheryl Mai fears it just hasn't kept up with the times.
People are getting fewer and fewer letters in the post, so maybe people are not picking them up out of their letterboxes, and even then not being able to find where to post their voting papers once they've filled them out. It feels like perhaps I think we've missed a trick with not having electronic voting for local elections.
Auckland Council has explored that idea after polling people in 2019 and finding two-thirds of voters would prefer to vote online. However, cost and security concerns came in the way of its proposed trial of an e-voting system that year. The council says it will continue to advocate for more work in that area, but it needs the backing of the local government sector and of central government to make it work. In the meantime, Julian Molyneux says those who are voting don't typically represent society. Research shows they're much more likely to be older and homeowners. In turn, candidates write policies to suit them.
And so there'll be less in your policy platforms around public transport and recreation facilities, and perhaps more about keeping rates down. And this is a further disincentive for young people to vote if they feel that they're not being spoken to by any of the candidates. It reinforces low turnout among those groups.
That's front of mind for this Auckland voter who's bucked the trend and already got her ballot in.
A lot of people don't realise that the local board is actually more governing to them, to their personal lives, than the national ones are. So if they, you know, like things like rates and water and things like that, it's actually the local board that dictates how that happens. Yeah, have your say, otherwise, miss out.
Voting closes on Saturday, 8th of October at 12 noon.